Welcome to the 2012 Family Christmas Service. I'm telling you, you're in the right place. You are in for a treat tonight. Even if you're an old Scrooge like me, guarantee you this evening is going to fix you, going to set you straight. So glad you're all here. And we just look forward to some wonderful music together, great time to worship and reflect and think and just rejoice in our God and the salvation we have in Christ. So why don't we begin with prayer, and then we're going to sing a song together, and then just one after the other, all of you who are on the program, come on up. And we've got a full and wonderful program for you tonight. So let's pray together. Father, we do thank you for this opportunity again tonight to be together, to sing and to hear music and just to worship you. And we do thank you for each one who's going to come and share with us. Pray you bless them and just make this time a blessing to each person who's here. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, take your hymnal 168. Stand together and let's begin.
All right, let's stand together. Number 168, Who Is He in Yonder Stall?
Shepherds fall. Who is he in deep distress, fasting in the wilderness? 'Tis the Lord, O wondrous story. 'Tis the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, crown him, Lord of all. Gentleness, who is he to whom they bring all the sick and sorrowing? 'Tis the Lord, O wondrous story. 'Tis the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, crown him, Lord of all. That stands and weeps at the grave where Lazarus sleeps. Who is he the gathering throng greet with loud triumphant song? 'Tis the Lord, O wondrous story. 'Tis the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, crown him, Lord of all. Lo, at midnight, who is he? Praise in dark Gethsemane. Who is he on yonder tree? Dies in grief and agony. 'Tis the Lord, O wondrous story. The Lord, the King of glory, at his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, crown him, Lord of all. Who is he that from the grave comes to heal and help and save? Who is he that from the throne rules throughout? Tis the Lord, O wondrous story. 'Tis the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, crown him, Lord of all.
All right, thank you. You may be seated.
2:1-20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Thank you. dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. Rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, no.
Hopefully you got a handout. And one of them will be Joy Has Dawned. What we're going to do, we're going to have the kids and Raquel are going to sing the first verse. Kids and Raquel will sing the first verse, and then we'll have you guys join for verses 2, 3, and 4. And then we're going to end with Gloria in Excelsis Deo. It's not printed, but just follow along. I'm sure it'll go fine. All right. We'll rein them in here, and then the kids will sing verses, verse 1, and then we'll have... as we sing the extra verses.
Sounds of wonder fill the sky with the songs of angels as the mighty Prince of Life shelters in a stable. Hands that set each star in place shaped the earth in time. Now to our mother's breast.
Who is this baby that was born 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, just a few miles outside of Jerusalem? Who is this child? Why did angels come to announce his birth? Why did shepherds and wise men seek him out to worship him? Why did Herod try to kill him? Who is this baby that was born tonight who brings this message of peace to the world? Who is this baby that wise men follow his star for days, weeks, maybe even months, in order to give him gifts and worship him? Who is this baby that would grow up to heal people, walk on water, raise people from the dead? Who is this baby who came from heaven to dwell among men, then died on a cross and was raised for the sins of the world? Revelation 1, 1 through 18. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his bondservants the things which must shortly take place. And he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant, John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood. And he made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet, saying, write in a book what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus and to Smyrna, to Pergamum and to Thyatira, to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the middle of the lampstands, one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet, and girded across his breast with a golden girdle. And his head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. And his feet were like burnished bronze when it has been caused to glow in a furnace. And his voice was like the sound of many waters. And in his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp, two-edged sword. And his face was like the sun, shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as a dead man. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and Hades. Who is this baby that was born 2,000 years ago? He's the firstborn from the dead. He's the ruler of the kings of the earth. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the living one. He was dead and now he's alive forevermore. And he holds the keys of death and he holds the keys of hell. He is the Son of God. And he's coming back. And he has a message for those who believe in him. a message of hope and of eternal life for those who believe in him.
Thank you.
Okay, if you all stand again, we have a tradition that we have to fulfill tonight. On the very first Christmas, you don't have to roll your R's. This isn't Handel. So we're going to sing through this. Margaret's going to play. And I think you know the melody. Hopefully you got the words as the handout. On the very first Christmas.
On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, to fear ye not, to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, Christ is born, fear ye not, to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not, to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, God's only Son, manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not, to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, tidings of joy, God's only Son, manger bed, Christ born, fear ye not, to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, the city of David, tidings of joy, God's only Son, manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not, to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, goodwill to men, city of David, tidings of joy, God's only Son, manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not, to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, peace on earth, goodwill to men, city of David, tidings of joy, God's only Son, manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not, to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, glory to God, peace on earth, goodwill to men, city of David, tidings of joy, God's only Son, manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not, to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, Lord of lords, glory to God, peace on earth, goodwill to men, city of David, tidings of joy, God's only Son, manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not, to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, King of kings, Lord of lords, glory to God, peace on earth, goodwill to men, city of David, tidings of joy, God's only Son, manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not, to the shepherds on the hillside.
told you. You were in for a blessing tonight. Thank you, each of you who participated. It truly was a joy. And we're very blessed here in this church with all of you. So thank you so much. And you have an opportunity now to thank each of them personally. We have a reception in the back, so I hope you'll stick around for that. Let's pray together. Father, we want to just thank you for your indescribable gift to us, your Son, who loves us and released us from our sins. May our celebrations of Christmas this week truly honor him and bring glory to you. We pray you will watch over us, especially those who will be traveling, and bless us. We pray in Christ's precious name. Amen. Merry Christmas.